Australian Hotels Association in WA. Bradley, good morning.
Good morning, Nadia.
Were you expecting this? It was inevitable?
Look, it was a potential inevitable. We're certainly not expecting it to occur today. We would have thought maybe in a week or two we could have been facing it. I think it was extremely surprising that WA closed the doors. New South Wales and Victoria, we could certainly understand that. And obviously no one's explained anything yet. But all we've got to do is move forward with the facts as they are. Hotels, pubs, bars, restaurants, cafes, on-premise activity only. All of their on-premise will close as of midday today.
The writing was on the wall clearly, though, and with the Prime Minister going from 500 then to 100 people in enclosed space. That number was only ever going down. And the fact that we've got the jump on the eastern states, really, because they're being more impacted than we are, it as much as it's hurting your membership, can you see that it's probably a good thing?
Well, I can see that it's a necessary thing, Russell. I think anything COVID-19 related is horrible, whether it's people who are suffering from the disease or the virus, or whether it is people that are losing jobs. This morning, around 40,000 West Australians will be losing their jobs. And unfortunately, there's nothing we can do. Those queues outside of the Centrelinks are going to get much longer. The federal government has to find a better way of dealing with this unemployment registration process. We've offered to do it through payroll systems, through businesses themselves, but we'll see what happens.
40,000 workers, that's hard to get your head around in that happening in so quickly, overnight. How many clubs and bars are affected?
Around the state, there would be around 1,500 to 2,000, Nadia. Just the exact numbers at the top of my head, I don't know. But that's a lot of not only the staff, but the owners and proprietors who are facing uncertainty as well. The Commonwealth Government's package of support announced yesterday, yes, there's an upfront initial payment, and then the rest of the package was based on businesses staying open and getting a rebate of their payroll tax. Well, if they don't have any staff because they're forced to shut, there's no such thing as a payroll tax. Sorry, not a PAYE tax rebate, because it just doesn't work. So we don't know what the Commonwealth's proposing to do to support the businesses that they have mandatorily shut down.
Because they're very particular about that. That $20,000 to $100,000 payment was about keeping staff on, keeping the doors open.
Yeah, and of course the other thing is the banks. And we know that the announcement on Friday is fine for small enterprises, very small enterprises, but most bigger hotels and restaurants and operations fall outside of that. So we are concerned that the question of freezing loans, freezing capital repayments, we've heard nothing from the banking sector about support for the industry yet, but we wait and see.
The Prime Minister was talking, we're chatting with Bradley Woods, the CEO of the Australian Hoteliers Association, on ABC Radio Perth. The Prime Minister was saying that, like in a large hotel, we're talking about the general areas, the bars, the restaurants, they'll be closed, but the rooms themselves will survive. But below that level of hospitality venue sits many, many others. I mean, is there a way forward for your classic Australian pub at this moment?
Yeah, the way forward, Russell, is for us all to do the best we can to keep our distance from everyone else, for this terrible situation, this virus, to pass through, and for us to ride the wave as quickly as possible, and we can hopefully see public services reopen. Just, on the question of what is available, obviously our accommodation hotels will continue to provide accommodation for guests, particularly those that are self-isolating. The food and beverage facilities in those hotels, we understand, will be limited to room service and or some other arrangement, but people cannot collectively gather. Pubs, taverns, small bars, restaurants and cafes will close for on-premise. They will be able to do takeaway, but not everyone is in the position of being able to do that. So we're working through providing advice to all of our AHA members this morning on exactly what the law is and their shutdown procedures, because there's many things to consider. consider here. You just can't shut a business that's got food provision for 2 weeks sitting in refrigerators and cupboards and expect there not to be problems arising from that. And, of course, the takeaway alcohol side of things, bottle shops, liquor stores will continue. There is some pressure by the police to try and stop that from occurring. We're waiting to hear what happens. In WA, we're no different to any other state. These measures are all about social distancing, but WA police are pushing to restrict bottle shops and liquor stores in the state. We are waiting to see what happens there. It is not about pursuing social agendas about alcohol availability. Now is not the time to stick another knife into the industry.
I guess that's all they've got left for those pubs. And Bradley, do you have any idea how many of these businesses will be able to recover from this?
No idea at this stage, Nadia, but we're hoping that every single one of them gets the opportunity to do that. We're working as hard as we can, both in terms of lobbying the federal government and the state government, to provide some form of support. I mean, it will go over the next days and weeks. We're not shutting our office. We're going to continue our work on behalf of the industry and protecting the right of every West Australian to be able to purchase a drink as well. Never in the history of this state or country have every single pub and bar been shut down. Back to the Rum Rebellion is probably the only stage, and we're a long way from that yet.
Strange days indeed. Bradley Woods, the CEO of the Australian Hotels Association, thank you for sharing some time with us this morning.
It's 13 to 9. I've known Bradley a long, long time, decades and decades, and I have never heard him sound like that.
He was...
I have never heard...
There was a shake in his voice.
Distress in...
Yeah.